The Mundare have coexisted with their cattle for centuries. For them, the livestock form the foundation of their economy, the core of their social structure, and a source of great pride. John Albino Lako is a Mundare elder. VOA caught up with him at one of the cattle camps where he takes us through the cultural practices of the Mundare, a small ethnic group in South Sudan, numbering between 70,000 and 100,000.
Cattle are not just part of our heritage. They are the foundation of our economy and our pride.
Albino points out that cattle have special purposes for marriages and ceremonies.
Without cattle, a man cannot marry in our community. Those without halabi stock must cultivate crops to trade for goat or cattle. But now, few young people are staying in the camp. Many are moving to town and leave this life behind.
This change, along with the threat of climate change and conflict, has a profound effect on the Mundare traditions. Grazing lands are shrinking because of erratic weather patterns, and ongoing violence has displaced many families, leading to cultural erosion. Lado Philip Jambeke is a member of the Mundare community.
In the past, cultures were transmitted through fireplaces where children sit with their elders, sharing stories and learning happen. Today, modernization and globalization have disrupted these traditions. Without proper documentation of our cultures, dance, marriages, rituals and social practices, our intangible heritage is at risk of being lost due to these cultural evolutions where modern cultures are trying to erode our cultures. Therefore, it could have been practices through our villages so that our next generation, the upcoming generation, should not forget our cultural heritage.
Wani Loklenge is a young Mundare who left home, says there are trade-offs for living in the capital.
If I had the choice, I would have lived in my village. It is peaceful and you can raise animals, farm and eat organic food. But in Juba, I have access to education and health care, which I had to find in the village.
Wani says it can be difficult to balance preserving ancient traditions and embracing modernity.
Modernization is changing how we live. Our dances, language, and even weddings are different in the city. But I'm trying my best to teach children where we come from.
UNESCO is calling for the preservation of the Mundare community's unique traditions. They emphasize integrating traditional practices into sustainable development initiatives. Beku Thomas is an expert in cultural heritage preservation.
Culture plays a vital role in sustainable development goals, especially by improving access to education and bridging scientific knowledge with traditional practices. And pastoralist communities like the Mundare can, for this reason, thrive. This includes teaching skills such as vaccination and regenerative grazing, which are essential for their sustainability.
Recognizing the urgency, UNESCO's South Sudan representative Julius Banda advocates documenting the Mundare traditions, from their marriage rituals to their pastoralist knowledge.
I would like to underscore the important roles, a vital role played by culture in our society, especially in sustainable development. This especially also among the pastors.
Among those working to preserve the Mundare heritage is Madelina Genti.
Nowadays, our cultures and traditions are fading. We are no longer doing the traditional attires with the beads. Our children are not even dressing using the attires designed with the beads. But what you still have now, it is the traditional marks on our face. And this is what shows us being Mundare.
Mundare elders and activists such as Lado Philip Jambeke hope world attention will help them pass their traditions to future generations, serving as a testament to the cultural richness of South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Sheila Oponi in Terekeka County, Central Equatoria State, South Sudan.